You're listening to Local Not Global, part of the Redshift Community Podcast Network. This podcast shares news, advice, recipes and insights from independent traders and food producers from Nantwich and surrounding areas of Cheshire. I am Liz Parkin and Local Not Global is brought to you by In Nantwich, the small town with a big buzz. Follow In Nantwich on social media to keep up to date with what is going on in our floral market town. I'm talking now to Claire Rimmer, the manager from Rodney Denson Wines on Pillowy Street in Nantwich. And Claire, it's great to have you here on the Local Not Global podcast. Hello.
Hello, Liz. It's great of you to ask me. It's a great thing you're trying to do to bring everybody together in the town centre. So thank you.
Well, we certainly do need to work together, I think, to kickstart Nantwich and let everybody know that we are open for business. And indeed, we're doing our very best to make sure it's a safe environment to people for people to come and enjoy shopping again. Before we start talking about what you're doing, let's find out a bit about Rodney Denson Wines. You've got a long history in Nantwich. Tell us about that.
Yes, indeed. Well, I mean, lots of local people will probably realise that many years ago the Densons actually ran Alveston Hall just outside of Nantwich, and Rodney started to import the wines from France for the hotel business, and lots of other friends and colleagues would ask him to bring wines over for him, and hence the business grew and they started to use their home and the outbuildings at their home to store the wines, and then so it developed to a warehouse in Crewes supplying lots of other restaurants and pubs locally. And now we've got an even bigger warehouse and we bought another business down in Telford. It's grown and we are tentatively planning our 50th anniversary in 2022. So still in the hands of the family very much. They sort of run it, they live in Greece for the majority of the time, but thankfully for modern technology, there's plenty of Zoom calls and emails happening. Still very much in family hands, as well as other directors that live locally as well. It's important family local business.
So what kind of wines and well, I know you stock all sorts of things and a huge selection of gins and everything, but what kind of things do you stock? Are they particularly special from far-flung parts of the world?
Well, we try to cover a wide range, for supplying, as I say, hotels and bars for their wine lists, some of which might like to focus on particular regions and countries of the world. And then also things, smaller parcels of things, a bit more eclectic things for us here in the shop. Lots of the wines now, as we are so big, we can label our own wines personally. So if we buy in bulk, we can ship them ourselves and have our own design work done on labels. So lots of things from all over the world, really. And even gin as well. We've got our own label gin. So that's rather nice and exclusive.
Yeah. Now, over the years, you've done loads and loads of things, events and such like, it both in the community, out of the shop, but also in the shop. Tell us about some of those.
Yeah, and something that we're missing, really, the past few months. We always have an event calendar that covers the whole of the year, several events happening in the shop each month, out and about at the South Cheshire College. We do the wine for their events there. We do a big annual event at Renbury Hall, events at Chester Racecourse, private events, so much that we would normally do out and about as well as here in the shop. But everything, of course, is on hold, and in reality, most things will probably be cancelled now, I think, until the end of the year.
Yeah, I think that's sadly true. You, of course, have supported numerous charities over the years with your Whose Wine Is It Anyway? And Whose Gin Is It Anyway? I think is a new one as well. And I know you've supported some of the events I've been involved in over the years. So thank you for doing that. I'm keen to know now what we as a Nantwich community can do to help you guys get kickstarted back into action. Are you planning to open up back to full-time hours over the coming weeks?
Okay, so not straight away, Liz, no. I mean, from the beginning of lockdown, Boris announced quite quickly that off-licences were an essential business and could stay open, which even to us sounded a bit strange. Are we essential?
Some would argue.
Lots of our customers have been joking that we're the fifth emergency service and we're getting them through. So, yeah, we'll take that. But we've never felt it's really the morally responsible thing to do to still keep our doors open. But all the way through lockdown, I have been here each day taking phone orders, and we have been fielding deliveries both from our warehouse in Telford and directly out of here from the shop. Mm-hmm. And it was lovely to keep speaking to lots of our loyal customers. I mean, they're more like friends actually now, really, and just keep having a chat with how they were coping. And then as time has gone on, people have also been paying over the phone, but just pulling up in the car outside and collecting from the doorstep, or contactless. Mm-hmm. And for the last week or two now, I've actually put a little table at the front door using a contactless card machine, and I've got sanitizer out there. I've got my little bell there, so if I'm not around, you just ring the bell or knock on the door to attract my attention. So literally people now who are in town can just, you know, purchase from the shop anyway. So I'm doing, we're closed on Monday now, so to facilitate somebody being here as well on the Saturday, so we'll do that 6 days a week. Mm-hmm. Tuesday to Friday 11 until 5, and Saturday 10 until 5, roughly, but those hours are seeming to work. But moving forward, we're not suddenly going to open up the shop next Monday. The shop's quite narrow. Mm-hmm. And with so many of our staff still being on furloughed, you know, we've had a big knock-on effect from the hospitality business. So our staff are going to stay on furlough at the moment. So it's easy for me to manage, as well as all the hygiene implications for now, just by carrying on serving from the shop doorway, and then we will gradually see how it comes and do it gradually. But at the moment, I'm able to offer everything, you know, from the shop door. I'm still making up lots of gifts, still doing the local deliveries as well. So so we'll just take it step by step, I think, at the moment.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. Mm. I think this period has really shown the resilience and being flexible and adapting the way you do things has been such an important skill to have up your sleeve. And I think you are one of many shops in Nantwich that has been able to demonstrate that and just keep going in some capacity. So hats off to you. And
I mean, we it's not like we've ever sort of sat down and said, well, this is the plan.
Yeah.
You know, it's very much each week really is different, and we're just finding a way through. And there's no ideal way, I don't think, is there for anybody to do this. As you say, everybody's just got to find the way through as and when, and work with the customers. And, you know, this is why even if any advertising we do or any posts, you know, I often will generalise instead of putting like set limits and set advice on, because we're very much about working with customers, and if they want something different doing to what we're advertising, well, we will always try and do that as well.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Okay, so let's just wrap up then with contact details. Social media is a good way to get hold of you. How can we do that?
Yes, so Facebook page, actually, our Rodney Dents and Wines and Nantwich Facebook page is the main way that we're working at the moment. We've also got Instagram, Twitter we don't very often use nowadays, but Instagram would normally be quite busy, but at the moment it's quiet, just the member staff who runs that really being furloughed. But Rodney Dents and Wines and Nantwich Facebook page is always going to be sort of the main way to find out about what we're doing.
Okay, and the phone number for the shop?
It is 01270 626 999.
Lovely. And on people, can they order through the website as well, or would you prefer people to phone you?
Yes, we do have a website, rdwines.com. That is run by our warehouse in Telford, really. So they are, you know, they can courier things out from there. Okay. Things don't always correlate with the shop. You know, what I've got in here is often a little bit different. Either way, I mean, you know, if somebody local, it might be easy just to phone the shop, and then, you know, it's a bit easy to do that locally, I would suggest.
And are you still doing your gift wrapping service?
Yes. Right. Please, all I would say though at the moment is, because it's tending just to be me that's here at the moment, and my one pair of hands is often, I could do with it being six pair of hands.
So
I might not be able to manage things quite so quickly, but phone and pre-order, message on Facebook and pre-order, or so just give me a bit more time, but absolutely still doing all the gift wrapping.
Brilliant stuff. Well, thank you very, very much indeed. Best of luck with the reopening. And if anyone is in town, Pillory Street, next door, just a little bit further along from the White Horse, aren't you?
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Thank you very much indeed, Claire. Right.
Thank you, Liz. Bye for now.
You're listening to Local Not Global, part of the Redshift Community Podcast Network. This podcast shares news, advice, recipes and insights from independent traders and food producers from Nantwich and surrounding areas of Cheshire. I'm Liz Parkin, and Local Not Global is brought to you by In Nantwich, the small town with a big buzz. Follow In Nantwich on social media to keep up to date with what is going on in our floral market town.